My father and I were watching a videotape in which my 2-year-old nephew, Cameron, ran into view with a spoon sticking out of his mouth. I knew exactly what Dad was going to say. I practically said the words along with him. He'll trip, and that spoon will go right into his throat. In the next scene, Cameron raced around the coffee table. He's going to split his head open on the table, my father said with alarm. They should pad the corners. I know, I replied. I can't believe they decided to have furniture. Dad smiled. As accustomed to my mocking his cautions, as I am to hearing his warnings about even the most ordinary dangers, if my father could, he would pad all the sharp corners in the world. Like most parents, he has always tried to protect his children. And as a doctor who specializes in public health issues, he is especially conscious of the seemingly harmless dangers surrounding us. I remember eating raw cookie mixture at a friend's house once and being surprised that nobody said a word about salmonella food poisoning. At home, "Are you choking?" was uttered as often as, "Did you wash your hands?" The Heimlich maneuver was a highly valued skill. Restaurants, Dad warned, presented a lot of risks, from careless waiters who might drop hot coffee on your head to employees who didn't wash their hands. If we ate quickly, he would give examples of choking from his days as New York City's Commissioner of Health. Fashion, too, could be dangerous. A few years ago, he took away my coat because I hadn't had it made short enough. Sometimes I ask about it, and Dad will put on the coat to demonstrate how serious a problem it is. Look, it's too long even on me, and this material is so heavy, it would pull you down. I have never heard of anyone being injured by too heavy a coat. Do you want to be the first? Just cut it off here. He draws his hand across his knees. The weather was only one of the many natural threats from which we had to guard ourselves. To this day, when I walk near tree branches, I blink as I hear his voice. Watch your eyes! And now Dad has a new generation to guide. His grandchildren have caught on quickly. They have learned to wag their fingers and say, "That's dangerous!" at the sight of cleaning fluid. "That's too big a bite! You'll choke!" 3-year-old Margaret tells her 2-year-old cousin at a holiday dinner table. As everyone is leaving, we all laugh when my niece bids Dad goodbye. "Be careful, Grandpa!" After a weekend visit to my parents, my father drops me off at the train station for my trip back to Manhattan. As I wait, I can see his car in the parking lot. I know he is watching to see that I board safely, without falling into the space between the platform and the train. Sometimes he parks the car, steps out, and walks up the stairs to the opposite platform. We wave at each other across the tracks. He stands there until the train comes, and he sees me leave. When I am seated, I watch him drive off, wanting, as I do more and more often now, to protect him from the world's sharp edges, the way he has always tried to protect us. I wish I could give him the reassurance his worrying and caring gave me. As the train pulls away, I whisper, "Be careful, Dad."